Kesha praying. Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. I remember growing up being, you know, just growing up and listening to the song, and you always knew what it was. I knew the song, what it was. Didn't realize it was a part of a soap opera until I got older. But it's probably the most recognizable theme of all time, I think.
I think it is. One of the longest running soap operas of all time, daytime soaps, and that is Young and the Restless. Even if you aren't a Uber fan, you probably at least know the character Victor Newman, played by Eric Braeden. He's been on the show for almost 40 years, and he has a new book coming out today.
We're going to talk to him. Mm-hmm. We recorded it. We're going to be honest with you. It was kind of hard to... How do I be nice about this?
Yeah, we actually tried to talk to him earlier, and... So, what's it like to be on the show for almost 40 years?
He sounds like Sean Connery.
He says he's on our soap opera.
Yeah, and you know what? Here it is. Part of it is because it was a bad phone connection.
Right.
Part of it was,
we're silly.
He's an older guy. And I think he just, no one told him,
hey, you shouldn't have spoken to the mic like this because we couldn't understand you.
So, we're gonna get to the best parts that you can understand. Because some of it was very interesting. I didn't realize this, that he was actually born in Nazi Germany during World War II. And Tara asked him about that, and he kind of lit up a little bit because I think he's tired of being asked about his soap opera.
Right.
And he wanted to talk about all the... He's really led a life. So that part you can understand.
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe he was just... He wanted to talk more about the book.
I think so. Because when I asked him about Young the Restless, it was all...
I'm only 45 years old at the soap opera.
And at one point, this is the best part. We were going through it, and at one point, Tara goes, I think he said, how about those Chiefs?
Did he really go?
I didn't even hear it. Because it was from
Chiefs.
But all the respect in the world for this guy having this gig for so long.
Very interesting life.
So we'll talk to him. We'll play the audio for you around 8:20 this morning.
Yeah, the part you can understand. First, let's get to your trending topics.
Brought to you by Ideal Image. The holidays are upon us, so treat yourself with laser hair removal. For a limited time, get up to 70% off. Call now 1-800-BE-IDEAL or go to idealimage.com.
Our friend Tara
is going to be really busy today.
Because she works at KNBC, and you always work when it's election day, don't you?
Yep.
Well, it is election day on both sides of the state line. But I think one of the most talked about things on the ballot is in KCMO, and that is deciding the future of Kansas City International Airport. Plans call for replacing KCI's three current terminals with a single $1 billion terminal. I selfishly like it the way it is because it's super easy, but I understand we need the revenue from it. I get it. Residents are being asked to decide if they want construction on the privately funded terminal to proceed, and polls will be open till 7.
It won't reflect your taxes at all, our taxes
at all.
No, it's
all privately funded.
The thing is, they said only like 10% of people are going to get out there and vote.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Kind of normal, unfortunately. Yep. Investigators believe a dispute with his former in-laws is what drove a heavily armed man to kill 26 people at a South Texas church. Texas Department of Public Safety Commander Freeman Martin declined to reveal what threatening messages Devin Patrick Kelly sent his ex-mother-in-law before Sunday's attack in Sutherland Springs. Air Force officials are investigating why they failed to notify civil authorities of Kelly's court-martial for domestic assault, which would have kept him from being able to buy the guns he used in the attack. Texas denied Kelly a concealed carry permit because of the domestic violence.
This whole story, I had a bad day yesterday with all this. Yeah. It was awful.
Well, here, how about if I cheer you up with something lighthearted and completely silly?
Completely silly.
Somebody asked 1,500 people about things lots of us do but never talk about. Some are boring. Some are just everyday things. Some are gross. Some are just weird. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. And you have to be honest.
Okay.
Have you ever not showered for several days, just to see how bad you could smell?
No.
15% of Europeans said they've actually done it, only 5% of Americans. Have you ever picked your nose and eaten it?
Ew, no.
31% said yes, and it's not just gross dudes doing it. 30% of women said yes to that one. Do you ever smell your dirty clothes to see if you can wear it again?
Yes.
I've done that. And they're not like super dirty, like jeans I've worn once or whatever. This is what I do. My bathtub in my bathroom is where the clothes go that are not dirty enough to be put in the hamper, but I'm too lazy to hang up. I'm going to wear them probably in a day or two. So you're just going to live right here over the bathtub.
You know what I do? I buy the little bounce wrinkle-free stuff with your shirts.
Yeah.
So I get at least two wears out of it, two or three wears out of it, because they're wrinkle-free.
Febreze is the best invention in the entire world. How about this one? When you are eating, like let's say you sit down to eat in front of the TV, maybe you went through a drive-thru or whatever, do you actually delay eating until you have found the perfect show to watch?
Absolutely.
You fast-forwarded, you've gone through the DVR, yep. It's all ready to go, you don't take a bite until you're ready.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big one. 82% said yes. And this one is my favorite, be totally honest. Before you use the bathroom, do you ever check behind the shower curtain just to make sure that nobody's in there spying
yes.
on
yep.
you?
No.
You've never done that, Rocket, ever?
No.
Or like to see if there's a psycho killer in there?
Nobody ever comes
to my movies?
Nobody ever comes over.
Oh, you're going to get murdered for real.
Thanks.
Kansas
City, number one, good music station. Mix 93.3.